Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. All five of the state's Democratic candidates for governor are trying to set themselves apart as they get ready for the party nominating convention this weekend. But today at their final debate, they frequently ended up echoing one another. WBUR's Asma Khalid was there.
The issue of casinos generated the most debate.
Who thinks here it should be?
I want to talk about casinos.
I would vote to repeal. I think I'm the only candidate before you that is against casinos and for this repeal. And I frankly do not understand why my colleagues are not joining me there.
Former Medicare Administrator Don Berwick insists the state could grow jobs without casinos. Tension around the table bubbled on the issue of casinos. Here's former Homeland Security official Juliette Kayyem questioning Martha Coakley about her word choices in describing her office's opposition to a voter referendum on casinos.
So can I just say something, though, to the Attorney General? I mean, for, you know, when you go after banks or use the role of the Attorney General for something good, you always say, I did this. On this issue, it's we, my office.
But these quibbles were rare, and the sharp tongue even rarer. The candidates more often agreed on issues, the need to create jobs and fix the Department of Children and Families. They also all pointed to the weaknesses of the federal Secure Communities immigration program and universally praised the legacy of Governor Deval Patrick. Attorney General Martha Coakley says the state is totally on the right track.
I get to work with attorneys general around the country. They're sick of hearing me say how great our education is, how our growth is, what we've been able to do here.
Treasurer Steve Grossman agrees, but he pointed to some management pitfalls in state government, especially with the health care rollout.
The connector is a disaster. It could cost us over $200 million. When the governor put out a no-bid contract on the next vendor, I said no. There will be no big no-bid contracts under Governor Grossman. So
Joe Avalone, the former chief operating officer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, agreed that solid management is missing.
I think it goes beyond technology. I think it goes to a management culture in the state government. And we haven't had a manager of large organizations as governor for a long time, And I think it shows.
The candidates seem to echo one another on policy, so they're scrambling to create distinct personal narratives. Grossman describes Coakley as a prosecutor, as if that's a derogatory term.
So the people of the state will ultimately decide, do they want a job creator or do they want a prosecutor? And that's their call.
But that's the worst kind of dig candidates seem to be willing to make at this stage. In fact, when the limelight's dimmed, they all group together for a selfie. Candidates need at least 15% of delegate votes at the convention in order to appear on the primary ballot in September. Grossman is expected to win the convention, and Coakley is likely to have no problem securing enough delegates. The question is who else, if anyone, will also make it on the ballot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.